This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Uh-oh, what's that growling sound?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I'm afraid there's a bear outside the tent. The Dow Jones Industrial Average begins this week dangerously close to a bear market. That's a 20% drop from its all-time high. The Dow hit its peak October 9th, above 14,000. This morning, it's at 11,346. On the other hand, the price of oil is very close to its record high, about $142 a barrel. And stocks and oil go hand in hand. Investors of just about every company are concerned with energy costs. In Asia today, the markets closed a fraction lower. Japan's Nikkei finished off its worst half year since 1995. European shares are mostly down so far. The NASDAQ is coming off its worst week since February, a 4% drop, just like the Dow last week. And the S&P 500 lost 3% last week. It's at 1278. What a surprise. Robert Mugabe's been elected the president of Zimbabwe. It's kind of hard to lose when the other candidates drop out because they're afraid of for their lives. Today, leaders of other African countries are meeting in Egypt to decide whether they should recognize Mugabe as legitimate. And ask this question: how will economic sanctions affect the people of Zimbabwe? Gretchen Wilson has more.
Robert Mugabe was quickly sworn in as Zimbabwe's president yesterday. In his inaugural speech, the 84-year-old incumbent called for dialogue with the opposition party.
Indeed, it is my hope that sooner rather than later, we shall, as diverse political parties, hold consultations.
The United States is beefing up economic sanctions against the country. These new measures will target Mugabe's entire government. The idea is to choke the country's mining industry, which is a key source of foreign currency. The ruling elite capitalizes on the country's mind-boggling inflation, using foreign exchange to generate its wealth. But some African human rights groups warn sanctions risk making conditions for average Zimbabweans even worse. The vast majority of Zimbabweans are now destitute, eating one meal a day. Not surprising when $6 billion can only buy one loaf of bread. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
Microsoft is yanking Windows XP from the store shelves. After today, you won't be able to get the shrink-wrapped software at most places. Microsoft is trying to nudge people towards its new operating system, Vista. But for a lot of people, it might only go kicking and screaming. Janet Babin reports from our Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
For a lot of computer users, Windows XP is like an old shoe. Stable, reliable, comfortable. Not so with Microsoft's new system, Vista, that's been on PC since January. Users still complain about the glitches. Tuan Tran's a technology analyst with Morningstar.
Windows Vista has been somewhat buggy, and Microsoft is still working out the kinks. You know, right now, there's some portion of customers that would just want XP because they're familiar with it and it works.
Microsoft received so many complaints about Vista that the company's pledged to continue servicing the old XP system through 2014. 90% of the world's computers run on Windows, and Microsoft collects a toll from all those PCs, but it still wants to keep customers happy, especially now that you can access word processing applications like Google Docs right over the internet. No shrink wrap required. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thriveand.com/retirement. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Now we continue our occasional series about how people are being affected by the credit crunch. Maybe you've noticed credit card rates have gone up and credit terms are getting tougher. I'm sure you've noticed if you use a credit card for business expenses and have to wait for reimbursement. Kate Archer Kent of Red River Radio tells us one story from Texas.
The first thing to know about Phyllis Allen, she's a shoeaholic. At last count, she owned 150 pairs.
Oh, these were the last shoes I bought, and they are so gorgeous.
Phyllis finances her passion for footwear by selling ads in the AT&T Yellow Pages. She's paid a base rate of about $66 a day. The rest is all commission, and recently that commission has dwindled. When she landed her first outside sales gig in the mid-1990s, it included $96,000 in ad renewals. She says today's sales packages are about half that size.
It doesn't matter whether you're bringing back 10% or 100%. If you're getting a percentage of $96,000 versus $45,000, that's a big difference.
The Yellow Pages were already threatened by the internet. The credit crunch made things worse. Many small businesses simply can't afford to place ads anymore, or they let their contracts lapse. At first, Phyllis let some customers write post-dated checks, but when they failed to make good on their payments, she would have to return her commission, and that was the lion's share of her paycheck.
Depending on if it was a really good sale, a chargeback can be something that takes up to half of your pay.
She used her credit card to make ends meet during months when her commission fell flat. But then the card company started to raise its rates. And now Phyllis is really starting to feel the pinch.
I mean, you can go out and be as crazy as you want to. And American Express will say, oh, yeah, fine. But at the end of the month, American Express wants their money.
Credit card companies don't look as though they'll be lowering their rates anytime soon, and Phyllis's business isn't likely to pick up before she retires in 10 months. So she's reined in her spending, and she's learned the difference between needs and wants.
Actually, my needs are real simple, and I figured that they'll ratchet down even more when I retire.
She's committed to buying only basic necessities and maybe the occasional pair of pumps.
And so these are shoes that I like, big heels.
I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.
Here's something that won't cost you a penny, the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. Find the details online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.